Blog Talk Radio.
Attention! Army wives, fall in! You are tuned in to the Internet Talk Radio Show designed specifically for Army wives. Our life, our family, our soldier. Brought to you by the Army Wife Network. Interactive empowerment for Army wives by Army wives. It's Army Wife Talk Radio. Up-to-the-minute information is right here with special reports, stories, interviews, and more. Now reporting for duty, your hosts, the AWN Core Team.
Hello, Army families. Welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio, the internet podcast designed specifically for you by the Army Wife Network Core Team. I'm your host, Lisa Walters.
And I'm your co-host, Courtney Shepherd. Today is Monday, July 31st, 2017. This is show number 617. We're glad you're here to hang out with us tonight.
Tonight on AWTR, our featured guest is Miranda Hoffman, co-founder of OHI, a community of military spouses meeting in person to find new friends at their duty stations. Get connected with Miranda on social media via Facebook at OHI app and Twitter and Instagram at OOH_HI_app and at her website at www.oh-hi.us.
If you're listening to our show live, join our fun show discussion currently taking place over on Twitter. Comment on the show, ask questions of our guests, or just hang out and chat with the AWN Core Team. Head over to twitter.com/ArmyWifeNetwork and be sure to use hashtag ArmyWife to participate.
Tonight's show is brought to you by our AWTR show sponsor, MetLife. Military spouses do so much for their families. That's why they need life insurance. Enroll today. Learn more at www.militarybenefit.org or call 1-877-MBA-1020. Courtney, I'm excited to be hosting the show with you tonight. Before we move on, though, let's just take a few minutes to catch up and tell us what's been happening in your Army wife life lately.
Well, Lisa, that's like a mouthful of an answer to give you, but I recently just got back from New Orleans. I went to New Orleans for, I think it was about 5 days. 5 days. Have you ever been to New Orleans?
I have not.
Well, it is definitely, it's different, but it's different like in a good way. In like a unique way. New Orleans is like a lot of food and a lot of music. Like I think the music was like my most favorite part of the whole trip was just being able to sit in like the French Market Cafe and listen to live jazz and have alligator and all kinds of stuff. Have you ever had alligator before?
No, I haven't.
It's like a really, really tender chicken is what I described it as.
Oh.
But it's so good. And I tried gumbo for the first time, too, which was delicious. I also tried, what else did I try? The beignets. The beignets. I believe it's a Café du Monde is the, like, famous, you know, like, coffee shop out there, you know?
Right.
And that was pretty much like the highlight of my entire summer because I had been preparing for it for like 6 months and then, now it's over. So, I mean, it's kind of like bittersweet because now like the trip is over and I can get back into the swing of my normal routine, but like I find myself thinking about it and missing it sometimes. So, but other than that, we're just prepping for back to school. that's about it. About you? How's your summer been, and how are things on your in your neck of the woods?
Well, it's actually been a really kind of low-key summer. We haven't gone anywhere. We've just been hanging out at home. We've taken, you know, little day trips here and there, but for the most part, just been at home and been working and hanging out with my girls and son-in-law. it's been one of those summers.
Been relaxing. It sounds relaxing. Your summer sounds relaxing.
Yeah, it has. We are planning a trip the first part, like the first week in September, but other than that, my husband took a few days of leave to spend some time with his parents. I wasn't able to go with him, but at least he's had some days off, which is, that's good for him. He needs that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's like, I think I get a deep breath when my husband finally gets time off of work, because
right.
it feels like they're always tasked with something, or there's like a we never have late days around our house. It's always a late week. So like Monday, he'll come home and say, it's going to be a late week this week. Every single night I'm coming home past dinner time. So
right.
I just kind of have to like adjust to that, because I like eating dinner kind of early, and when he says it's going to be a late week, I'm just like, yeah, I'll put it in the leftover box for you, hun.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know,
well,
you got to do what you got to do.
when he took about a week, I guess, and went down. It's his parents' house is kind of up in the mountains in Central Oregon, and it's about a 6-hour drive from our house, but he got to help his dad out with some household projects, which is just totally different from, you know, the normal everyday army routine, you know? So it was a lot of physical work, you know, dealing with wood and paint and, you know, building stuff and things like that, which he loves. And so it, not only was it a good time away from normal, but it was also kind of a good mental break to do something totally different, you know, than what he was used to. So I was glad he got the chance to do that.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. That sounds like a lot of fun, though. I'm glad I got time.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it was good. I'm glad he got it, too. Well, tell me just really quickly, because I don't know that I heard what your trip to New Orleans was for. Was that just a vacation, or...
it was for my job. I'm an online health and fitness and wellness coach. We had like our yearly, like our annual big network convention there. So last year it was in Nashville, and this year it was New Orleans. Next year it's going to be in Indianapolis. So we're excited about that. But we go there, and it's about 4 or 5 days. I always go in a day early just so I can experience the city, because I've never been to any of the cities they are hosting in. So I just kind of experience the city the day before, and then the next day is like go time. We're in workshops and we're in trainings, and we get out and we have parties that we get to earn and attend, all kinds of stuff. Last year they had where you could earn a concert to Billy Idol. He showed up. So held like a concert there and all of that. And, that was cool, but it's for work. But at the same time, I don't feel like my work is work, if that makes any sense, because I absolutely enjoy 100% what I do. And I firmly believe that if you love what you do, then you never work a day ever in your life. And that's how I feel every single day. I'm normally a person that's like, if it bores me to death, then I will just stop. I won't do it anymore. And I've been continuing this business for 2.5 years, almost 3. So I think I'm pretty much back with it. I like doing what I do. So I just, every day I'm excited to get up and get to work, you know. So that was our yearly convention in New Orleans this year.
Okay.
So it was a ton of fun. Ton of fun. I actually karaoke'd in front of about 100 people. That's the most of
wow
thing. Yeah. I was like, well, they put my name up there. I was like, and then they called me and I had no idea. And I went up there and I there's actually a video on my Facebook of me doing it because they did that behind my back as well. So it's all up there for the entire world to see.
Oh my goodness. But fun memories. I mean, that's kind of neat.
Oh,
that you have those
when
to look back on.
I was shaking in my little cowgirl boots, but as soon as I got off, it was like exhilarating. It was so much fun.
Okay. That sounds like fun. Well, it does look like it's time to move on to our hot topics this week. And hot in military family news, are you struggling to maintain balance in your life? Like many of us, trying to keep the household schedule can be exhausting, often leaving little time for you between the kids' activities, your spouse, and your work or volunteer experiences. But according to a recent blog post by Blue Star Families, it is important to make room for just one activity that only takes a few minutes and is just for you. Meditation has been shown to promote subtle improvements in focus, attention, and the ability to ignore distractions, said the blog, highlighting the app Headspace. This app focuses on training the mind to be quiet and live mindfully. There are hundreds of sessions on everything from stress to sleep, all delivered by a smooth Australian voice in bite-sized 10-minute segments. Sound interesting? Head over to the Blue Star Families website for a link that allows you to sign up for this app for free for a year. Or look for a direct link being posted on AWN's Twitter feed now.
Hot on AWN this week, one of the best parts of AWN's explogger Jackie Wardinsky's post is the disclaimer at the bottom, which reads, Ranger School stinks for everyone, including the families back at home. But you'll 100% be a stronger team when it's finally in the rear view. Believe me, I definitely know it. In Jackie's recent blog, she reflects on her husband's Ranger School experience and shares a story about how she was planning for their wedding, hoping he would finish in the third phase at least by the second try. It's a thrilling story that will keep you hooked till you get to read the happy ending. Jackie wrote, I would not have survived the summer of 2015 without the support system I had. The long stretches of months apart and no communication are tough, without a doubt. But most of the time, they're the best months of my life. To read all of Jackie's blog posts and the story behind her wedding and her husband's Ranger School experience, head over to armywifenetwork.com to check out the blog section and look for the post titled Ranger School Throwback.
And it's AWN social media roundup time. It's no secret that it is important to make time for just you and your spouse, utilizing date nights to reconnect with your loved one outside of the house and away from the children if possible. Or you can even have a date night in, just an opportunity for the two of you to continue growing stronger together. AWN wants to know, what do you like to do for a date night with your spouse? Head over to AWN's Facebook page to join in on the discussion and let us know one of your favorite date night ideas, or just browse the comments to get good ideas for your next date night. So, Courtney, I have to ask, what is your go-to date night for you and your husband?
That's funny. I think we move and we travel like so much that we become real homebodies. So like when the kids go to bed and we can actually watch like a movie that, you know, that we can watch together and just like have some popcorn or something like that and just chill and just be us. That's something that, you know, we're not really big in the whole like going out, you know, and going into really crowded and loud places. Like we just like being us. So I think that's my favorite. So what's your go-to date night, Lisa?
Well, we're kind of similar to that. Although we do enjoy at least going out to dinner sometimes, and we try really hard to keep a regular date night. So Tuesday nights are our date nights during the week. As often as we can.
And so we usually end up going out to dinner, and then a lot of times we'll end up at Costco or Walmart to pick up groceries or, you know, things that we need. And we laugh at ourselves, but, you know, at least we're together, even if we're in a store.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
But yeah, we like movies, and we have favorite Netflix shows that we, you know, we watch together and that kind of thing. So that's about it for us. Well, it is time to move on to our next segment. So, Courtney, tell us about our PSA this week.
All right. Last but not least, it's public service announcement time. Do you or your business have a military-related PSA? We limit them to one per show and ask for them at least 10 days in advance. So please send your PSA to info@armywifenetwork.com. Taking care of our nation's heroes. It's who we are. It's what we do. The Be There Peer Assistance Line is the only dedicated Department of Defense DOD peer support call and outreach center available to all service members across the department, including the National Guard and Reserve and their families. The program is staffed by peer coaches who are veteran service members and spouses of prior service members and is available 24/7 through chat, email, phone, and text. Communications between peer counselors and service members are confidential. We've been there. Now we're here for you. The Be There Support Call and Outreach Center. Call 844-357-PEER or 7337. Text 480-360-6188 or chat live or learn more at www.betherepeersupport.org. That's it for our PSA. Coming up next after these quick commercial breaks is our new Sixth Gen, bringing you the need-to-know stories. We'll be right back.
The government spends billions of dollars to protect the country. Protecting your family starts at $250 a month. Find out about life insurance from Military Benefit Association. Learn more now.
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group. That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship. And what breed would you say Satchmo is? I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier-hound-chihuahua-looking kind of mix. Tremendous dog. I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle. Simply marvelous. You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare. How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles. Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group. And finally, the loving face lick. It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks. Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one. Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking to reach military families worldwide? Do you have a product or service to offer our listeners? Advertise with the Army Wife Network. AWN has many advertising options specifically designed to reach our military families. Visit armywifenetwork.com for details. You're listening to the AWTR Live News 6 Report.
Our life, our family, our soldier, news you can use.
Now, with our headlines, it's our own AWN News 6.
Welcome back to AWTR, listeners. Our News 6 Jen is joining us on the line with tonight's Need to Know News. Hey, Jen, what news do you have for us?
Hi, Lisa and Courtney. I have two stories for you tonight. The first is an update on the story I brought you last week about the new bill that would bring major changes to the GI Bill program. The Harry W. Colmery Veterans Education Assistance Act of 2017, also known as the Forever GI Bill, passed unanimously in the House and is now in the hands of the Senate. This past Wednesday, the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs held a hearing for its own identical plan for the GI Bill reform.
Oh, that's great news, Jen. It is exciting that Congress moved so quickly on this.
I agree. The bill passed through committee to a full House vote just 9 days after being introduced by lawmakers. It has garnered support across the aisle from both Republican and Democratic lawmakers and more than 40 veteran, military, and higher education groups. The Senate plans to move this bill along just as fast as the House did and have it on President Trump's desk soon for approval.
That is awesome. Thanks for updating us on this story. This is great news for our listeners and our active duty military and veterans. Please let us know of any further progress with the Forever GI Bill. You said that you had two stories for us tonight. What's the second?
The second story concerns new TRICARE mental health benefits that went into effect on July 13th. The new benefits include emergency and non-emergency inpatient hospitalization, psychiatric residential treatment care for children, inpatient residential substance use disorder care, partial hospitalization, and outpatient and office-based mental health and substance use treatment. The changes will give more flexibility to families to seek the right level of care for their mental health needs. In addition, TRICARE has removed the limits on the number of times per week that patients can receive substance use treatment, smoking cessation counseling, and outpatient treatment. TRICARE has also removed the requirement for authorization after the eighth outpatient mental health or substance use visit.
Jen, with these expanded benefits, how is TRICARE planning on handling the expanded demand for these services?
TRICARE officials have taken steps to increase the number of mental health treatment providers and substance use treatment providers by streamlining the certification process. The changes will remove unique certification requirements to become consistent with industry standards. Karen Rudisiel, Deputy Director of Government Relations for the National Military Family Association, said that she is hopeful the new regulations will increase the number of TRICARE providers and give families more options for military kids who need inpatient behavioral health treatment.
Jen, you said that the new benefits will also cover opioid use disorder. Can you give us more details on that?
Sure. Opioid use disorder can range from addiction to heroin to addiction to prescription drugs. TRICARE has added options for treatments for this disorder. Patients who have been diagnosed with an opioid use disorder may qualify for medication-assisted treatment, which combines drug and mental health therapies. TRICARE will also cover office-based opioid treatment by providers that follow federal, state, and local regulations.
Jen, thanks so much for bringing us these stories. Listeners, stay tuned after this short break for our interview with Miranda Hoffman, talking about the online platform OHI. You don't want to miss it.
The Breastfeeding Shop is an authorized TRICARE provider for breast pumps and accessories, shipping to all of the USA and worldwide for TRICARE. The Breastfeeding Shop specializes in helping the military moms get the best breast pump possible and prides themselves in providing the best customer service possible, as well as a very quick turnaround time. Check out their easy-to-use online ordering form on their website at www.thebreastfeedingshop.com or call toll-free 866-255-6779. Also visit the Breastfeeding Shop on Facebook and check out the rave reviews from other moms at facebook.com/thebreastfeedingshop.
Operation In Touch offers special savings, coupons, and editorial content tailored to the lives of our active military families, providing useful beauty tips and recipes, as well as news and ongoing promotions. Operation In Touch is sponsored by Unilever and its brands, serving as a resource for American military families who serve this nation each and every day. As a member of Operation In Touch, you'll receive exclusive offers and savings on Unilever products you know and love. Registration is easy and free. Simply visit OperationInTouch.com to sign up today. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Want more? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers discussion boards, military family resources, Loving a Soldier blog, and much, much more. Tell your friends about AWN with our interactive tools. Visit us online at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Interactive empowerment for Army wives.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lisa Walters.
And I'm your co-host, Courtney Shepherd. Tonight, we have with us Miranda Hoffman. Miranda is an interaction designer in Austin, Texas, woohoo, and one of the three co-founders of OHI, which is a community of military spouses that meet in person to find new friends at their duty stations.
An alum of Baylor University and the Austin Center for Design, she believes in the importance of putting people first in whatever she's working on. Miranda loves volunteering in her community and spending time outdoors with Molly, her chihuahua. Welcome to the show, Miranda.
Hi, Courtney and Lisa. Thank you so much for having me on the show tonight.
Well, it's really good to have you here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're calling from tonight?
Yeah, so I'm calling from Austin, Texas, just down the road from Fort Hood. And like you said in my intro, I'm an interaction designer, which means that I design and try to improve the interactions a user has with a product or service based on human behavior. So I'm really interested in applying design to build community and to create social impact. And I work really hard to ensure I invest my time in projects that are focused on helping others. So I am one of three co-founders of OHI. And more specifically, I manage a lot of our community outreach, research, and engagement.
Okay, Miranda, so what is OHI as a whole? Like what's the whole thing about?
So OHI is an online platform that helps find new friends at your duty station. I mean, it's really as simple as that. Y'all touched on a few of the details in the introduction, but we are really focused on helping military significant others find friends that they really click with and that they can count on, because we know that those relationships, they're so incredibly essential for military life.
They are, yeah. That sounds so cool. So tell us who specifically can use the platform.
Platform is made for military spouses and significant others of service members. And we distinguish that because we really want to make it available to all stages of relationships, because we know that longtime girlfriends and fiancés, they often live with or at least in the same city as their service member. And we don't want to make them feel excluded from the community, especially if they plan to become a part of it. So we hope that if they do become military spouses, having friends in the military community will help ease that transition. The OHI team, we really understand that MILSOs are primarily female. We totally celebrate that, ladies. But we also invite male MILSOs to be a part of our community. And we have specifically designed our platform through the interactions, through the colors that we use, to be really inviting to all.
So this kind of, you kind of almost answered my next question, but actually, how does it work specifically from beginning to end? How does one come to find it, use it, and benefit from it?
Yeah, I am completely focused on meeting friends in person, face to face. We are a web application, so you can find us on our website that y'all already talked about, OHI.us. And on OHI, you can go on there and sign up and make a profile. And when you look at someone's profile, you can see the ways that they're most comfortable meeting in person. Maybe it's taking a walk, setting up a play date with kids in the park, or just grabbing a coffee. There's even an option to just chat online before you meet to get to know each other. And then when you're both ready, you can set up a time to actually meet in person. I think we're really unique in that we're using technology, we're harnessing the power of technology to actually get you away from technology and really the devices that we become so attached to. We really want to focus on building those real world relationships in person.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your team and what led to getting it up and running. Tell us what led you and your team to build this platform.
Yeah, so this platform came out of a project that we started at the Austin Center for Design in the fall of 2015. And so while we were there, we began doing research with military families, active duty, separated, reservist families who were living in the Austin area and the surrounding areas, as well as the Fort Hood area. So we really did not approach these families with a problem or a product in mind. Rather, we just went in and we listened to their stories. We were so incredibly fortunate to find so many families that wanted to share their experiences with us. I mean, the good, the bad, and the ugly, as I'm sure both of you have experienced. Heard it all. Yeah.
Heard it all. Yeah, I was about to say that too. Go ahead.
Oh. Okay, so we took all this information and we went and synthesized all this research, and we started noticing that if a significant other was able to make a connection early through FRGs, through volunteering, they had a more positive outlook on military life, career opportunities, and deployment periods. But it seemed that really making that connection and finding that person or that group of people was really luck of the draw. So we were trying to figure out how we break down that barrier of only meeting people in your unit or on the same street or in the same school as your kids. Like, how do we empower MILFOs to find the people that they click with and give them that opportunity to reach out when they're ready? So that's really what led us to build OHI.
I love that specifically because when I first became a military spouse and we went to our first duty station, the FRG wasn't quite as active as other FRGs I've been a part of. So, like, mm-hmm. this platform would have been, like, legit whenever I was starting. But speaking of, like, the challenge with building it, and some people find this difficult to answer, but what are some of the challenges that you have faced working with the military community?
So as I'm sure you both are aware, and as it should be, the military community is very guarded and close-knit. My team has found that it can be hard for families to trust outsiders, totally understandable. I'm sure that the community gets targeted often, and we really wanted to be sensitive to that. So we try really hard to explain our mission and our goals when we approach a new person or group about OHI. Sometimes we're able to build that trust, and sometimes we get shut out. A story that really comes to mind is from the beginning of our research, and I got connected to the Fort Hood Spouses Facebook page. I talked to all their admins. You know, we were just starting this project, and we are a social impact group, so I was really so they were really interested in it, and they let me into the group, and I posted one thing with the blessing of the admins, and someone latched onto it and thought we were really trying to sell something, and so I got blocked from that group real fast.
That's terrible.
So now I can't even find that group on Facebook at all. But, you know, we still made connections through that group, and people who were interested in learning about what we were doing and kind of were those early adopters, they did still reach out to us, and we have built great advocates in the Fort Hood area.
So does anyone on your team come from a military background?
No one on my team comes from a military background, which people find interesting. I get asked that a lot. But really, instead of looking at that as a negative in this space, we view it as a positive. Because none of us come into this with a bias based on our past experience. We are really all just fresh eyes, fresh ears to these really unique stories and circumstances that this community experiences. And we really are just truly wanting to build something to make their lives a little better. So we are constantly learning. We are constantly talking to people, learning about military life and the lives of our members and how to really improve our platform and make it better. But that has caused some issues with building that. Yeah.
I can't even express how much I did not expect that answer, but I loved that answer because I think you are 100% correct on that you're fresh eyes, fresh ears, and you have a fresh perspective and a fresh outlook on the military community, and that you're not biased and you're legit just trying to help. I think that it's an absolutely incredible thing, what you guys have created.
Thank you. We are also very passionate about what we're doing.
Miranda, we do need to take a quick break, but when we come back, let's chat about the unique qualities of OHAI and how this is different than just using Facebook to connect.
Great.
And listeners, don't forget, if you're listening to our show live right now, the AWN core team is hanging out in Twitter chat. Join in the conversation and ask questions of our guest by going to twitter.com/ArmyWifeNetwork and use the hashtag ArmyWife to participate. Make sure to click on the live tab to get real-time chat updates. We'll be right back with more Army Wife Talk Radio in just a moment.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Sometimes courage sounds very much like the roar of helicopter rotors, artillery fire, or a cannon blast. Few would deny that our military men and women are very brave indeed. But courageous is also the military spouse fighting through a fog of another sleepless night, spent with a sick child, or worrying about her beloved deployed to the other side of the world. She gets up, puts on a pot of coffee, and faces yet another day of work, endless errands, house cleaning, laundry, bill paying, and juggling her roles as both mom and dad to the kids. At the end of the day, she collapses in bed, breathlessly praying for the strength to do it all again tomorrow and wondering if it all really makes a difference anyway. If this is you, take heart, my friend. You are braver than you think. You can keep going. And what you do for your spouse, your family, and your country really does matter. As Marianne Rademacher once so eloquently put it, courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes courage is the quiet voice at the end of the day saying, I will try again tomorrow. I'm Crystal Niehoff, owner of Army Wife Network, and this MilSpouse moment has been brought to you by your friends at AWN.
You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio live here on the Army Wife Network. Our live show is broadcast every Monday night. Join us in our live chat room at blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. Missed the live show or just can't make it? Don't worry. AWTR is available in archived format 24/7 via our website, www.armywifenetwork.com, or on iTunes. It's interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Miranda Hoffman, co-founder of the online platform OHI. Miranda, do other platforms like this exist?
So we have found a few other platforms that exist or have at least tried and have started out with a similar idea, but eventually transitioned into more of a blog-like source like SpouseLink. And then some other ideas have been launched by what seems like military spouses and others in the community, but they've eventually folded due to PCSing or lack of resources to keep them up. So, you know, we're a team dedicated, we're designers and engineers who have expertise in this technology field to iterate and evolve this platform for our community. So we're really hoping to grow this and make it, you know, available nationwide and worldwide, hopefully.
So, good question is, how is this different from just using, like, Facebook?
We got asked this a lot. And Facebook is great. We all have it. We all use it. But it doesn't foster a culture of actually meeting in person. We found that significant others, you know, they're trying to share a little about themselves and create meetups via their duty station Facebook pages. But there are so many people out there, and it's just hard to make a connection when you're not targeting one particular person. I've seen a page, you know, do a call out where everyone introduces themselves and maybe includes one sentence about themselves. But then you just have to guess who to reach out to. So we found that MILSOs are also just saying, you know, you can add me as a friend, and then the conversation stops. So there's no follow through and actually building that strong relationship in person. So we want to create that community that's really encouraging, feels safe for MILSOs, and really has a common purpose. You know, our purpose is that, you know, everyone who signs up should be ready and willing to make new friends. There should be no hesitation to reach out and to message someone and to really start to get to know them, because that's the whole point of our platform.
So let me ask you this, and it might seem kind of self-explanatory, but I'll ask it anyway. Why focus on friendship specifically?
So we specifically wanted to focus on friendship because in the military, we found your friends become your family. They are essential to survival and everyday life. You know, we looked at creating a lot of other different products, and really this one kept coming to the forefront because I think it is so important. And while friendship is so incredibly essential, it can be really hard to find. And I say this to everyone, I think making friends as an adult, regardless of military or civilian, is incredibly hard. We only have so much time to dedicate
Amen.
For our friends, you know, like, our time is the most valuable resource we have. So, you know, really dedicating that time to make friends and especially building new ones, which takes so much time and energy, it can be so hard. And also there's, you know, those weird friendship levels that you have to go through when you're building trust and really getting to know someone and letting your guard down. So we're really trying to eliminate some of that weirdness, at least a little bit, so that you can feel comfortable with someone, and eliminating that strangeness of when you first meet someone and you want to continue to know them, but you don't know if that person is willing to invest the time. So with OHI, everyone is there for the same purpose, and we can hopefully mitigate some of that early awkwardness.
I can't even tell you how much you're, like, speaking my language right now with all of the friendship talk. Like, it's 100. But when you do find those friends that are, like, in it for the long haul, like, you know you can count on them, you can trust them, you know, and they can trust you, it's, like, perfect. But we did have someone that asked in from Twitter, what inspired you to create an app above any other platform?
That's a great question. So when we were at the Austin Center for Design, we really had no task to go create something digital. I mean, we all came from kind of a digital design background, but we looked at doing stuff in person. We looked at doing groups that actually met up in person without kind of this online platform. But we wanted to make it available to everyone, and technology is just such an easy way to meet for people to like access our product. So, and it's something you can take with you. So this platform can be accessed from anywhere, and hopefully when we grow, it can become a resource for, you know, spouses when they're PCSing. It becomes a reliable resource they can count on. So that's really why we created something digital versus something in your hand, which can kind of,
right.
I think having something tangible is great. I love to like write notes in my planner and mark stuff off my list and feel like I have
something
in my hand.
We're like the same person. We're the same person.
We're totally friends. And that's what I love about getting to know this community is I've met so many wonderful people that I'm like, oh, we can just build friendships this way. But we looked at so many different options before we landed on this one. But technology is so great.
It is, for sure. So I'm going to ask one more. How have you continued to do your research and learn about the military community?
So we have continued to talk to people and hear their stories. And we've also started connecting with military influencers like Crystal from the Army Wife Network. To continue to gather those stories and learn how they built friendships. Everyone has their own unique stories, and we're just looking for ways to improve Ojai. We love hearing people's stories. I am very much a people person and love to go to coffee and talk to anyone and everyone who will talk to me. So we're so happy to hear from anyone who will share their story with us. And I hope your listeners will also find us online and email us their stories. And get in touch. We'd love to hear from them. I think that people would be really surprised how influential a simple story can be and how it can really inspire, you know, a new feature or improvement on our platform. It's pretty incredible what can come from just a simple story or a detail that is expressed to us.
Well, that's great. The continuing to learn and grow and hearing people's stories is, I think that's so important if you're going to be involved with people in general, really. So that's awesome. I do have, before my next question, a couple of reader questions or listener questions. And it's kind of a two-part. It's what has been the most rewarding part of doing this, and then what roadblocks have you come up against, either in the actual creation of the app or in getting the word out?
So the most rewarding, I would say, when we launched our first pilot of this idea, you know, you sit on this idea for so long and you think that you're building the right thing, but you can't really add any value until you put it out in the world. And it's really like your baby and you're putting it out there for people to use, which is great, and also criticize. But I think the most rewarding thing for me is just seeing MILSOs actually use the platform and really see, you know, in our pilot, it was really duct taped together to really begin proving our concept. And so we could see the messages that they were willing to send to one another. And it was just incredible how vulnerable people were willing to be. You know, you kind of have to get to this certain mindset before you're willing to be that vulnerable. And it kind of just proved to me how needed this is. And so with this research and with that feedback of people using our pilot, we decided to continue to actually build out this online platform, you know, and hire developers. We you know, it took a while for development, which is always hard. We took our pilot down, so we kind of lost those connections with our pilot users. Of course, as y'all know, this community is constantly moving around. So even though we had met some people in Fort Hood, didn't mean that they were in Fort Hood when we officially launched our new platform. So I think our biggest roadblock is really just getting the word out there and getting users to trust our platform. I mean, it's the trust, it's building those relationships, it's building our brand, all the things that any sort of startup would go through. And maybe, you know, a little bit harder in this community just because we are building that extra trust.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, thanks for taking those listener questions.
Yeah, of course.
So what are the next steps for OHI and for your vision?
So right now, like I said, we're just really trying to gauge interest by spreading the word and increasing our user base. It's really a unique kind of product to launch because you can't really begin to fulfill your promise until you gain a substantial user base. So we're really just trying to spread the word, build our brand, build that trust, and eventually we would love to be available at duty stations across the country and the world. And we want to become that reliable source that significant others know they can count on, especially when they get those PCS orders and it can feel really overwhelming. We want to try to take some of that fear out of there. I was recently talking to one of my best friends who just PCS'd, and she was asking me about OHI. And she was just like, man, I could really use that right now. So really that's the fuel that keeps us going and pushing to grow. So we really hope to serve multiple duty stations in the near future. And there really is a need that we can help solve. We've even been in contact with some national family readiness organizations who are really excited, and they're like, this is awesome. We've been looking for something like this because we're not in direct competition with really anyone, even military resources. We really just want to work together to make, you know, the lives of our military families a little bit easier.
Well, it is such...
Seriously.
I know. It is. And it's
I mean,
such...
right? Yeah.
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 It is so neat.
Spread the word. So OHI is a web application right now. So you can find us on our website and build your profile and join the community that way. And so hopefully in the near future, we hope to see a native app that you can download from the App Store. That would be awesome.
That is exciting. Well, before Courtney gets to our last question for you with some details about how to get connected, let me ask you this one. Do you have tips for making friends, like using your platform to its fullest potential?
I would just say sign up and explore the community. If you sign up, you can be seen by, you know, other users who can reach out to you, but that doesn't mean necessarily that you have to go meet them. I mean, it's still a two-way street, and we do have an option where you can kind of go see what the community looks like before you sign up. It's a limited view, but you can kind of see what we're all about. And I would just say go for it and be yourself. I mean, you know, we're all people, we're all awkward. You just kind of have to go for it. If you're lonely, there's no reason to be lonely. There's people out there who are also looking for friends. And really, we're really trying to build these friendships in really low-key ways. All you have to do is, you know, 30 minutes for coffee and you may meet your new best friend.
Yes. So spread the word, guys. So as far as sign up goes, so what's the details? Do they provide an email, their name? Do they have to put their location in? How do they get started connecting with new people?
So you will see a sign-up tab on our website, and we are currently only in the Fort Hood area. So you can sign up on our website if you're in Fort Hood, and if you're not in Fort Hood, you can sign up for our mailing list and hear when we launch at your duty station. So we'll also be letting everyone on that mailing list know when we have new MILFO stories up on the blog. So it's a great list to be a part of. I know that right now we kind of have limited use while we continue to grow our user base in the Fort Hood area and kind of continue to prove our concept, but you can still be a part of our community. And so when you do sign up, you do, you know, show your name and your age, and you kind of get to write a little bio blurb about yourself. And then all the other information is optional. You can include your social media links so that people can find you different ways. You know, we want you to use our platform because it's safe and it's, you know, military exclusive, but we realize that people have other social outlets, and we support those. And we also provide areas for you to talk about your family and your military history, your kids, your pets, whatever information you're willing and ready to share. We have some areas for that. And it also just helps others get to know you a little bit better, so you can find those things that, you know, you have in common.
I love that you give all of them the option to you know, keep reserved what they want reserved. And because also as military spouses and families, some of us have to keep some strict privacy, even when we're trying to find friends. You know, like, it's just, there's just certain things that you just can't talk, OPSEC and stuff like that, you know, you just can't talk about because you're military, you know. I think that it's amazing that you guys gave people the opportunity to, because there are so many platforms, social media platforms, or even subscription services that force you to, you know, share this and that, even when you don't want to, just to make it feel like, you know, you can meet new friends without having to put all of your information out into the world. If you don't want to, then I think that's perfect that you guys provide that for all of the people that use your platform, and that way they can safely meet new friends. Because just like you said in the very beginning, making friends even as an adult is hard to do. And now it's just, you know, especially when you're being, you know, the world's crazy now, you know, the world can get crazy. And let's just be honest, right? I mean, the world's crazy now, and, you know, it's just who you can trust. It's important to know who you can trust and who you can be friends with. And I think that this platform, especially as it grows, is going to be vital to the military community. I really do.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I mean, we're trying, and we've learned, you know, how to be sensitive to the unique, you know, challenges and characteristics of this community. So I do appreciate you calling that out.
Well, that's great. Well, Miranda, just one final clarification question. This, you are military exclusive, right? I mean, as far as who is allowed to sign up and that kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, we currently don't have any verification attached to our platform, but we have talked to different resources like ID.me to figure out how to make that even safer. Right now, we basically do that verification on our own as our team. But as our platform grows, we realize that we will have to expand that to keep up with demand, hopefully.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for answering that. And thank you so much for being our guest this evening and for sharing with us about this fantastic resource for connecting military spouses with new friends.
Of course. Thank you so much. It was so wonderful chatting with you.
Well, listeners, thank you for tuning in. Join us next week, August 7th, 2017, when our featured guest will be Jeanette Betancourt, chatting with us about Sesame Street for Military Families.
In the meantime, join us on www.armywifenetwork.com to stay connected to resources, information, expert columnists, and share the journey with many of our experienced contributors, or follow along any of our social media outlets such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
Interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. This is Army Wife Network's core team signing out.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DoD, any local government, or their agencies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for another informative edition of Army Wife Talk Radio.